somebody get that? I'm working here. Could somebody answer the door? Fine, fine. I make the money. I pay the taxes. I'll answer the door. Life is full.
Shall we get started?
Bernie, what are you doing here?
Well, your taxes, like every year at this time.
Oh, you didn't get my message? No, I don't need my accountant this year, Bernie. I'm going to do my taxes myself.
Yeah, I got it, but I didn't believe you.
Bernie, I'm serious. This year, I want to do my own taxes.
One question. Did you decorate this room yourself?
No, my wife did.
Yeah, but you married her.
Bernie, read my lips.
Oh, I know, I know. No new taxes.
Goodbye, Bernie.
Look at it this way. Every dollar you spend on me is deductible, so you actually save a dollar. Tell you what, I'll charge you double, you'll save a fortune.
And stay up. Dad, would now be a good time to introduce myself?
No.
Dad, you've met Ben Seaver's son, not Ben Seaver, entrepreneur.
Ben, come on, I'm doing my taxes here. I'm in a foul mood. You really want to persist with whatever you're persisting with?
May I call you Jason?
No.
Jason. I'd like to talk business. One businessman to another.
That's my briefcase.
How's the missus?
That's your idea of a business meeting? Man, it sounds like something you read in a book.
I think now would be a good time for a good dirty joke.
What do you have?
Dad, how often have you said to yourself, why can't I have my own career? Why can't I be my own boss? Why?
Let me interrupt you here, Ben. I do have my own career. I am my own boss.
You are?
I'm a psychiatrist.
Yeah?
Ben, what do you think I do every day?
To be honest, I never gave it much thought.
Show me that smile again. Show me that smile. Don't waste another minute on your crying. We're nowhere near the end. We're nowhere near. The best is ready to begin. As long as we got.
Listen, the U.S. government gives me a $2,000 deduction for you, and that's all, and you're pushing it.
Jason, just give me 5 minutes of your time, and if you're still not interested, you'll never see me again.
Never again?
Thank you, Ben. You're welcome, Ben.
Hey, that's my name.
Gone forever, right?
I'm about to show you the road to financial independence.
Ben, you taped over Chrissy's birth.
No, this is just a dub I made for the guys at school. Hey, it's coming back.
That's right, music. But why take it from me? Hear it from a typical American teen. Jeepers. The most important thing to me is music. I spend every dime I can on today's most popular music groups. I just got an earring.
Wow! But seriously, I'm concerned about where the hot new groups are coming from.
I didn't think music could be so good till I saw them in person. Am I done yet?
I laughed. I cried. I was moved beyond my years. Like that?
Just what are all these young people talking about? The Fresh Kids.
Am I done yet? I'm looking for someone like you. I'm searching, but I can't get my mind on you. Some say that the sky is a limit. But girl, if there's love, you know I'm in it.
Don't you know you fly with the hip-hop bot? A long, sleek legs kept a going nonstop. Walking down the boulevard, looking fine. You're the one that I dream about all the time. You were caressing me from head to toe, saying that you love me and you'll never let me go. You're the one that made my dreams come true. We can't go wrong, baby, because it's me and you.
See, Dad, I've been helping Fresh Kids set up for parties and stuff, and everybody goes crazy when they see him. They're going to be bigger than New Kids on the Block. Now, all they need is a manager.
Who told you you could use my video camera?
Dad, you're missing the big picture here. Now, the Fresh Kids have the talent to become monsters. That's music business talk. Now, I don't know much. Okay, I don't know anything. But I do know music, and I know that these guys are good. And I also know that if you don't go for this, I'm going to end up a bum for the rest of my life, like Mike.
All right, well, what do you want from me, Ben?
Well, Dad, you don't just become a manager. You have to invest. That's why I want you to become my partner.
Oh, I don't know anything about managing.
Oh, well, there's a whole article on it in Rough Time magazine. See? Right here. They ride in limos and order room service. We're perfect for the job.
Well, I'm sure there's more to it than that.
Dad, you're a married man.
Not bad.
Yeah, I know it's a lot of work, but I got it all figured out. See? Okay. We get some publicity pictures and some new wardrobe, make a demo, then just sit back and watch the money roll in.
I've never seen you this excited about an idea, Ben.
Yeah, and if we don't move fast, some other manager will sign him up. So tomorrow, why don't you come with me? They're going to be guests on the cable show Rap and Roll.
So you figured this whole thing out now?
Yep. I practiced everything I was going to tell you, including the dirty joke. Which, by the way, you really should hear sometime.
Okay, Ben, bottom line, how much would this cost me?
$63,000.
Oh, yeah.
No. Okay, I'll settle for $2,000.
Such an amateur.
How would you have done it?
Well, first, I would have picked 1 to 4 a.m. That's when Dad's usually at his weakest. Right, and then, just off the top of my head, I'd probably tell Dad that I need an operation from a surgeon who only takes cash.
And I think that's just from the top of his head.
Oh, right. Watch this, Chrissy. This is my chance to get a few table scraps. Dad, look, I told the boy not to buy you. I don't know where he gets his ideas that you are made of money. All right, look, I'll take him out. I'll talk to him. You got 20 bucks for a couple burgers?
Mike, come on. Can't you see we're having an important business meeting here?
Yeah, right.
Guess who just coughed up 2,000 bucks?
What? But, Dad,
Spit it out, Mr. Smooth.
So when do we get our table scraps?
Honey, we have to talk. I just found something very upsetting in Ben's room.
Oh, honey, relax. Every kid his age has those kind of magazines.
Jason, I am talking about this. A check for $2,000. He must have forged your signature. And it's not even close. He went for an exaggerated tight anal scrawl.
Maggie, I gave it to him.
You what?
Yeah, Ben and I are now managing a new rock band.
Managing a band?
Yeah, well, it's not really a band. It's just three kids jumping up and down.
And you gave him $2,000?
Yep.
Oh, my poor muffin man. Oh, sweetheart, I know it was a mistake not to use an accountant.
No, this has nothing to do with doing taxes, Maggie. I haven't freaked out. I didn't give Ben $2,000. I merely invested in my son. Come on, haven't you seen the kid's changed? He's there in a suit, and he's been thinking this whole thing through. He even told me a dirty joke.
Ooh, imagine that.
Think about the excitement, Maggie. I mean, he had such enthusiasm. I've never seen that look in him before. He had a real spark in his eye. I can't say no to somebody who looks at me like that.
I want a Ferrari.
Well, that's a twinkle. I'm talking about a spark.
Fine. Just sit there with that look on your face.
What?
Act like you aren't behind this $2,000 scam. Act like that money isn't going right from your father through Ben into your pocket.
Mom, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm serious. I don't have a clue how the little meatball got $2,000 out of Muffin Man in there.
And that's it for publicity. Now, for the demo. If we're willing to record at 4 a.m., I found a place that'll do it for $500.
Oh, bad. $500. That's real expensive.
Dad, I checked every studio in the phone book.
Yeah, well, I know a little bit about music, Ben. I cut a demo or two myself in college, you know.
Dad, we're talking about music here, not a bunch of old guys jumping up and down.
I was good, Ben. A lot of people thought I would be the next Gary Puckett. Did I ever tell you about the time I actually met Gary Puckett? You know what he said to me?
He said, yeah, the best head of hair he'd ever seen on a white man.
So obviously I know what I'm talking about. Hi, honey, you're just in time. I was just telling Ben about the time I met Gary Puckett.
Best head of hair on a white man? Dad, come with me right now and I'll show you the studio.
Hey, I hate to interrupt this important powwow, Ben, but you were supposed to pick up the dirty clothes in your room.
Dad.
Hey, Ben, come on. A good businessman never puts anything off.
Okay, but when I'm done, we go right to the studio.
All right.
Boy, I am impressed. I've never seen him move so fast. Come to think of it, I've never seen him move much at all.
I told you, Maggie, he's a changed kid.
How much money do you think we'd have to give Mike to get him to shape up?
We couldn't afford it.
Well, that reminds me, we could. You know, I was wrong before. I did make some money last year.
Oh, no.
What do you mean, oh, no?
Oh, Maggie, in our tax bracket to stay there, I was counting on your career being a total loss.
Well, excuse me for having a little bit of talent. I am so sorry. I brought in $5,000 last year.
I'm sorry. I just get a little weird on tax day. The $5,000 is going to come in very handy.
Oh, no, I spent that. I just have these check stubs here.
Just the stubs?
Yeah, honey, and they didn't take out much withholding. I took 99 deductions. I didn't like this one that much, but it was expensive, and I knew that would please you.
Sweetheart, Maggie, let me explain something to you. There's negative cash flow, and there's bankruptcy.
You will love this next one. We'll be able to amortize it.
My luck, one day she's going to write something that'll win the stinking Pulitzer Prize.
What was that, honey?
Oh, nothing. Just musing about how responsible Ben's being.
Oh, I've got to hand it to you, sweetheart. He's never done his homework on Saturday before.
Yeah, he even mowed the lawn. True, he couldn't see the grass for the snow, but the thought was right.
And at dinner, when he dropped that pork chop, he wiped it off in his shirt before he ate it.
Yeah, makes you wonder, doesn't it? I should have made him my partner years ago. Makes him easier to control.
Oh, so that's why you're doing this?
No! But it's not a bad byproduct.
Oh, you're kidding yourself. You're manipulating with your checkbook.
Maggie, come on. I do not manipulate anybody. Mm-mm, not with my checkbook or anything else.
So? What do you think?
Is that the expensive one?
Extremely.
Makes you look fat.
I'm taking it back.
You almost got me, Mr. Manipulator.
Maggie, I am not manipulating anyone. If I am, may lightning strike me now.
Ben! I'm getting a drink of water.
You're sneaking in.
If I was sneaking in, would I make a mess like this?
Just when I thought you were becoming responsible and mature, Ben, that's why I went into business with you.
Need any help?
No, I can handle this myself.
Well, if you run into any trouble, here's your checkbook.
All right, Ben, what's going on?
I just went to show Laurel my check, partner.
Hold it right there. The partnership has nothing to do with this moment, Ben. In this room, we are father and son.
Well, then let's go back out in the hall.
What are you doing sneaking in?
How else could I get in? I snuck out.
I am so disappointed in you, Ben. After I invested $2,000 in you, how do you think that makes me feel? I mean, is this the same boy that just hours ago stood in front of me and told me a dirty joke?
Hey, I got another one. Better. Now, there's this island full of women, and they only eat corn...
Stop it right there.
You heard it, huh?
No, I haven't heard it, Ben. The cost of that window is coming out of the $2,000.
But that's our business.
Well, never mind. I told you not to bring up the business.
But you are, Dad. That's not fair that the money should come out of the $2,000. That belongs to our partnership.
Oh, well, one of the partners should have thought of that before he started behaving like a teenager.
I am a teenager.
I'm really beginning to think this whole partnership is a mistake.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, well, there's an easy way to solve it, Ben. The relationship's over.
You mean I'm not your son anymore?
I mean, you're not my partner anymore, Ben.
But I had such plans for us. Come on,
I had big plans. This isn't fair.
Mom, look, would this be a good time to have a word with Dad?
Honey, you busy?
Honey, come on, I'm up to my eyeballs in this stuff.
Okay. I'm going shopping.
No, Maggie. No, sit. I got plenty of time.
No, I just wanted to see how you were doing before I left.
No, you didn't, Maggie. You wanted to follow up on last night and see if I had seen the error in my ways regarding the Ben thing. Well, Maggie, if I had error in my ways, I would have seen.
Well, don't worry, Jason. I won't bring up the fact that it was a mistake to mix the father-son relationship with the business relationship.
I did not mix.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
When you go to our accountant, he makes sure his room is clean first?
Matter of fact, I do.
That I believe. Like I said, I'm not going to bring that up.
Good.
Good. And I suppose you'd change lawyers if you didn't wipe off his pork chop.
Ammon Schwartz does not eat pork.
Stop! Cricket Nut, Cricket Guy.
Thanks. All right, well, how do I look?
Like a million bucks.
All right, well, then, the price of a new transmission should be easy.
Just one more thing, Ben. Oh, it's not Ben. It's Mike. Acting like Ben, dressed like Ben, learning from his younger, taller brother.
Leave me alone, Carol.
Don't get excited, Mike. We're just a little concerned because you're in Ben's weenie suit.
Hey, look, this is not Ben's weenie suit. This is my weenie suit.
Hey, you didn't sleep in that, did you?
Yeah, why not? It doesn't wrinkle.
Jason, your 11 o'clock is here.
Dad, look, if you got 5 minutes, I'd like to show you how you can make a lot of money with Mike Seaver's acting workshop.
Out!
I guess you should have told him a dirty joke.
Oh, no, I can't owe that much. I haven't seen that many zeros since Mike was in high school. Whoever it is, don't come in unless you got $30,000.
I've got two cookies.
Two cookies? All right.
What are you so upset about?
Well, let's just say I could use a couple write-offs.
I thought Mike and Ben were a couple of write-offs.
Yeah, different kind.
It must be fun having kids.
Sometimes.
I mean when they fall for anything, like our sweet, simple Ben.
Hey, Ben's not as simple as he looks.
Are you kidding? You had him believing you guys were really partners.
We were really partners.
Sure. I liked the way you had him trusting you. And then you crushed him like a bug.
Ben, is that you?
Yes, Dad.
Hey.
Yeah, I just got back from meeting with the Fresh Kids.
Oh, that was today, huh?
And they were on that cable show I was telling you about. I just wanted to let them know where we stand and that our partnership is over because I busted a window.
Yeah. Well, look, I'd like to talk, you know, man to man.
With who?
With you, Ben. Sit down. This will be a little difficult for me to explain, Ben, but I'm going to give it a try. See, on the one hand, Ben, I'm your father.
I'm with you so far.
Yeah, and, but on the other hand, see, I mean, I'm your partner. Or at least, I was your partner. But I failed to separate those two relationships, and I should have. That was a mistake. You know what I mean?
You wish to beg for my forgiveness?
No, not quite, Ben. You broke the house rules. That was your father who punished you. But that shouldn't have interfered with our partnership, so, I made a mistake. I'm sorry. If you're willing to be my partner again.
You want to be my partner again?
Yeah.
Sorry, pass.
What?
I couldn't just give up on the Fresh Kids because you got weird. So I went looking for other investors, and I found one.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, that's great, Ben. That's good for you. Well, who put up the money?
Oh, he's coming in. He's just parking the car.
Hey, Dad, look who's here.
Hey! Bernie, you're the partner? Yeah. Hey, this kid's got some head for business.
Must have got it from his mother.
Wait a second. You're giving him $2,000?
All right, Benny. Let's see the gun.
Wait till you hear the rest.
Hey, listen. We make our deal with the Fresh Kids at rehearsal.
Yeah, 2 hours later, they're taping the show. Some guy from a record company is there. Loves them.
Ba-bing, ba-boom, they buy our contract for $50,000.
$50,000?
Yeah, and all these kids do is jump around and make noise.
Yep. Yeah, we split the profits. Yeah. See? Paid to the owner of Ben Siever, $24,000.
Oh, by the way, when you do your taxes next year, I'm no longer an accountant. I'm a manager. I ride around in limos, order room service, and I am not a married man.
$24,000.
Well, I'll be the first to admit it. I was wrong to use that money to control Ben.
The first to admit.
And the top two. I was wrong. I was pig-headed, all right? You happy?
Very.
What amazes me is that Ben was right about the Fresh Kids all along. We never should have underestimated his judgment.
We?
Not we. Me. Okay? I was wrong. Ben spotted their talent, and that takes talent. I never should have doubted him. I'm sorry I ever doubted any of my children.
Dad, I need an operation, and the surgeon only takes cash.
Tomorrow at 6:30 on Growing Pains, Maggie's dad pops in for an unexpected visit, one that could very well be his last. Coming up next on The Wonder Years, when Kevin studies the piano, it wreaks havoc in more ways than one.